Friday nights just got juicier. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Friday for more gist, tips and tricks, trends, and entertainment exclusive to Alin Radio.
Hey fam, welcome to another exciting episode on Alin Radio. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. My name is Oyenda and I have with me
Sam. How you guys doing? Okay. And this feels good to be back.
Yes, guys, it feels good to be here. I hope you guys had a lovely week. Hope you had an amazing week. I'm excited. It's Friday.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. What you got going on? What you got going on?
All right. So guys, we're just going to go right straight into it. So,
question.
I just need to answer you. What? I don't have anything going on.
Why are you doing this?
I can't think of anything. I don't have anything going on. What do I have going on? I don't know.
So you like, you know, ignore my question and, you know, move on like that. That's not cool.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see, what do I have going on? Oh, okay, I'm super excited. I just got an 85-inch TV. Yeah, ooh, so I'm super excited about that.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you love to splurge. I know.
I don't know what you mean, but guys, let's move on. Let's not dwell on this. Don't mind him. So guys, this week on training, we're going to be talking about some nice, interesting things that happened over the week. I'm just going to start off with the AMA awards. For those of you who don't... What'd you say?
Right. I was like, right, yeah.
Oh, okay. So for those of you who don't know what AMA is, it's the American Music Awards. So this year, 2022, I'm super excited to say Wizkid and Tems were nominated in different categories and they literally won. So for Wizkid, he won the, he was what did he win again, the favorite Afrobeat artist for 2022. So he was nominated alongside Burna Boy, CK, Tems and Fireboy. I'm super excited for him, like I'm happy for him. And then he also won, I think, one of the favorite R&B awards for Essence. I think he won Essence with Tems and Justin Bieber. So he won two awards. I think Tems also won two awards, by the way. I think she also got one award for the Essence one and for favorite hip hop for her contribution on Future's Wait For You. If you guys have heard that song, I mean, it's a really nice song. So shout out to Wizkid and Tems. Thank you for putting Africa on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you know, that category it won. I mean, I think this is the first time they had that category for Afrobeat. So yeah, I mean, it's nice and massive news for Africa in general. Putting Nigeria on the map, it's just awesome news, man.
Yeah, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, totally agree. This past Sunday was the start of the biggest sporting competition in the world, World Cup. And yeah, it's exciting, you know, to see countries vie it out and, you know, see who the best across the world, you know, 32 countries competing, you know, 64 games, you know. So yeah, it's interesting. Unfortunately, Nigeria is not being represented currently at the World Cup. However, Canada is. So I mean, yeah, you got something to cheer. You just support your,
I mean, we
your
have
country
one
of birth. You might as well support your country of residence. You know, so so it's interesting, you know, just to see how that goes. You know, yeah, I mean, everyone is excited about it. There's a lot of things going on. I mean, it's the first one because it's in Qatar, so one hosted by Middle East country, you know. So yeah, a lot of so for example, supporters, you know, Qatar is free, right? But that, so they do not take a call. Yeah, so a lot of issues with fans that want to grab a beer, so many restrictions, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah. So it's been crazy, you know. And because originally the organizer said you'll be able to grab a beer, so they came up with further restrictions last minute. So yeah, it's just been crazy just seeing. But I mean, all that aside, it's also our fun teams, you know, or see exactly how teams eventually fare. And you know, so I know you're not a soccer fan, were you? So I was going to ask you, do you have a country you're rooting for?
Oh, come
you know,
on. So, but I think that would be a loss. For Canada, yeah, now. We're both rooting for Canada. I don't know what other country you want me to support. But I don't even, the thing is, I don't watch football. So maybe
I know. I know.
Thing. But I have a quick question, though. Is Ghana like part of them?
Yeah, Ghana is. So actually, Ghana knocked out Nigeria from qualifying for this World Cup. Yeah. So, I agree. Yeah.
Then also, so the two countries I'll be supporting, Ghana and Canada.
You'll be supporting Ghana that knocked us out. Eh?
Yeah, because I mean, my mom is Ghanaian. Oh.
Yeah, I know. You have Ghana blood in you, anyway. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys. So, moving on for me. I don't know, guys, I'm a diehard fan of Love is Blind. Like, I watch every season. And this new season, Love is Blind came up, you know, there was someone that actually caught my attention, a Nigerian guy. Mm-hmm. So when I say caught my attention, not like caught my attention. What I mean is, you know, let me just clarify now before Sam comes for me. So what I mean actually is, he's a Nigerian. So it was just good to see someone from my home country, you know, on the show. So I was super excited to watch it. And his name is SK. And I mean, the show is super amazing. For those of you that don't know what Love is Blind is, I'm always explaining. I'm always saying for those of you that don't know. Anyway, so for those of you that don't know what Love is Blind is, so it's this, it's for those that are looking for love, right? And so why did you say?
You know, I'm listening. Like, it's
guys,
like
I can tell that. I got this part that will say all these bullocks, all this nonsense. His own love is not blind, though. So it's like, Sam's love, they see. He will say he's a realist. Yes. Anyway, so I was saying, for those that are looking for love, they put them in like cubicles, so they don't get to see each other for days. And so they start to date each other in those cubicles, right? They don't in the pods, they call them pods. So they don't get to see each other so they get to talk and then connect, you know, just connect without getting to see each other. So the aim of this is for people to get to know themselves better without knowing their physical appearance, just being able to connect on an emotional level. So yeah, so that's what Love is Blind is about. So like I said, there's this couple that caught my eye, SK and Raven, a Nigerian couple. I was really rooting for them, like, guys, only for me to get to the end, and then I don't want to spoil this for you, but should I say it?
You Sam? Tell. It's your show, I mean, so
okay. Your call. So, only for me to like when he asked her to, like, when on the wedding, like, you know, they'll ask, the pastor will officiate and ask to tell them to say da 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 da. So like the girl was so looking forward to it, although I sensed that the girl was like too much for him. Not too much per se, but
what does that mean demanding. Exactly? What does that mean?
No. I like, she was demanding for too much. She's like, I'm looking for a man that can take care of me. She was always, do you understand? And he was just he just got a scholarship to a university. So it was kind of off the kind of demand she was making. I felt like she wasn't considerate, but whatever the case may be, he ended up saying no at the altar. I thought it was going to be the other way around, that where she would say no, but he ended up saying no at the altar. But I think they started dating later. Wow. Only for me to open the news today, and it's everywhere saying that they've broken up, da 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 da. And I can see the typical Yoruba demon status. I mean, this guy has just embarrassed. I mean,
Hold on. So I want to get this straight. Yeah. So in this show, right, each other. Yeah. You connect on an emotional level, right?
Yeah.
Then you guys. You then make your choice as to who you want to connect with at the end of the day.
Yeah. So you then propose. You ask the person to marry you. It's like, I mean, they're gonna get married.
What?
Dating. So they're dating. They're dating to actually propose to get married.
Like, without sin. So this process of dating is without sin, right? That's what you're saying.
So you're going to be dating different people for, I think, about 2 weeks, either 10 to 14 days. And whoever you connect with on an emotional level the most, you propose.
Even without seeing the person.
Exactly. That's the whole point of it, without seeing the person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it does fit that Bullock's description, actually. I agree.
You see? It's guys, a, I told I you, agree. His own love is not blind.
No, would you do this?
His own love is
not really
blind.
Would you do this?
I would. I mean, it's something I could try. I would have tried if I wasn't married.
What?
I'm just saying that. I'm telling you, it's nice.
No, my love has got glasses on.
No, the thing is,
wait,
let me tell you something. I might end up saying no at the altar, but just because if I say no at the altar, that doesn't necessarily mean I won't continue with the person. Like,
so
we could continue,
what,
but I probably wouldn't just marry.
What's the rejection rate or saying no rate on this show? Like, at the end of the day, like, what's the rate of people eventually changing their minds?
Well, the one before...
I suspect it would be high.
Not really, actually. There are people that, I mean, have gotten married, they've started their families, they've had babies. It's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to some extent, but I just, like, I mean, seeing is believing, you know?
I know, but there's some people that really connect on a very deep level.
Yeah,
like,
people
really
like
deep
you.
Level without seeing each other.
People like you.
I'm a sucker for things like this. I like realistic TV series, and I like anything that has to do with love, romance, da, da, da. But whatever the case may be, please, let's move on so we don't draw too much in it. So what do you have for us, Sam?
Kanye West, now known as Ye, on Twitter, and himself and Donald Trump, so I think a poll was taken on by Musk just to see if people wanted them back, and it's back, and he was tweeted testing, you know, just to see if his Twitter is a trillion flop. And just on the side, again, about Kanye, declared his intention to run for presidency in 2024. You know, so, I mean,
that dude never backs down. That's the one thing I love about him. Even when people think he's crazy, he's just very, what's the resilient, right? Is that the word he
uses? Yeah,
he never, right? He doesn't care about what people say. He's going to do his thing regardless. So I like him for that.
I mean, one can argue, like, depending on how much you make at some point and how you, there's a huge chance you'd just naturally be resilient, to be honest. Like, I mean, he has gone through a lot of things. Time. I mean, he had that experience, you know, at some point when his car crashed and it was in an accident. So, also, he's got the bag. You know, so if you combine those things together, I mean, I would also be resilient, my dear. So,
yeah, I guess so. He has been through so much.
Yeah.
And to think he had over a million likes after his first post, I was shocked.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think people have lost it because as soon as the polls, did you see the polls? Those that want Trump to be like, those that wanted Trump back on Twitter were like, was it 51 or 52%? At the time I saw it was like 52%. I know it would have increased over time, but it just scares me. If that tells you that there are people willing to vote him in the presidential election 2024.
Oh, for sure. I mean, no doubt. Without a doubt.
I mean, wow. He has diehard fans.
Yeah, I mean, when he won, a lot of people, I mean, it was against all odds, right? A lot of people thought, this joker, said all sort of things. But, shocked the world. So, you know, when it comes to things like that, I mean, do not, like, anything can happen, to be honest. So, yeah. So, yeah, he's back. That's news from my end.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. In Sam's usual line, do not talk to Adele, because when we come back, we have more interesting stuff in store for you. You're listening to Aylin Radio.
You already know.
Hey guys, it's your favorite host, Sam. Catch me 6 p.m. every Friday on Aylin Radio, where we get in between vibes and bring you smooth lines.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment, the exciting topic for the day. Are you guys ready? Are you ready, Oye?
We're ready.
Okay. you know I'm coming for you, right? You can sense it, yeah.
let's go, let's see.
Nice, I love the energy. Okay. So guys, yeah, I mean, this is the let's get candid segment. You know, mm-hmm. we shake tables, you know, we come up with juicy topics, right? So today's topic, right, is why fake orgasms in relationships. Again, why do people fake orgasms in relationships? On this one.
This topic is genge.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but actually this is a very important topic, to be honest, because
I agree.
There are a lot of I'm gonna be speaking on behalf of women. There are a lot of women that haven't experienced orgasms or haven't had orgasms, and it's really important. And this just before I answer your question, this just takes me back to one video I watched where they were like interviewing men and asking them. Most of them didn't even know anything like orgasms existed, or even as in how to stimulate a woman to make her reach orgasm. And I was shocked, like when they were asking about like vital parts of a woman, they're just asking about some, you know, places, and the men were clueless. I was shocked. I'm like, wow, with all this mouth and ego and everything, these guys are actually clueless. They need to, guys. So I'm just putting it out there, guys. I think you guys should go and learn more about, you know, the anatomy of a woman or a woman's body or how a woman's body works. It'll do guys a lot of good.
I do agree. Actually, I do agree. It's just about it. There's hardly any place you get proper sex education, right? So unless you just do research yourself, so it's a bit tricky, right? You know, when you try to balance that research at the same time, you know, trying to understand the woman part and all that. So some people, you know, may be clueless, you know, although they shouldn't be, but I can understand.
I mean, if you're gonna do something or use something, you want to know how to do it or how to use it or whatnot, whatever. Anyway,
use something. Okay.
No, if you want to do something,
interested in your response. Use something. Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah, no, serious. Okay, guys. So an orgasm is like a sexual climax, right? Mm-hmm. Where your body accumulates this, like there's this intensity or like maybe sexual excitement, and it finally like releases it, and your body lets, you know, go of that feeling, and it's, you know, I'm trying really hard not to sound it's a nice feeling, guys. It's a really nice feeling. You should try it.
Educators. We should try it.
So now why do people fake orgasms? I don't know, because I mean, I don't even see any reason why. Like I said, guys, on this particular episode, I'm just going to be talking from a woman's perspective, right? So I don't even think it's right to, you know, fake an orgasm. But there are actually reasons why people fake orgasms. So for some women, it depends on the men, yeah? I'm sure there are times where they've had to bring up conversations, or it depends on the kind of partner they have. If the man is like super egocentric or very like, you know, this alpha male that feels he knows what he's doing and doesn't want you doesn't want any impute or whatnot,
yeah,
he might find it offensive, right, if you're asking him to do some certain things, or if you're telling him that you're not sexually satisfied or whatnot, right. He might find it offensive, and he might need to like a fight or whatnot, or disagreements that you're trying to avoid. So I guess some women just do. So some women fake orgasms or stuff like that just to, I mean, make the man feel good about himself, or to avoid issues with their partner, or, you know, fights. Because
not to bruise their ego.
Exactly. Some men don't take it lightly. Like some men don't take it lightly when they hear that, I mean, you're not doing the right thing, or you're not touching the right place, or you're not making me feel how I want to feel,
or anything using it like, properly.
Exactly. So anything related to like sexual satisfaction, some men might, like you just said, they might feel like their ego is being bruised, or you know. Yeah, so I'll say that's one or two major reasons why people fake women fake orgasms. But I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. And according to research, 59% of women have faked orgasms. I mean, what are you faking it for? Like, I don't know. It's really sad, honestly. It's really, why fake an orgasm? Because it's your body. Like, you, that's even more stress, to be honest. Because, I mean, and based on research again, it says that 42%, the reason why they were faking orgasms is because they didn't want to hurt their partner's feelings. While 40% were not comfortable going into detail. So, I mean, going, when they say not going into detail, what they mean is like they don't feel comfortable
talking
to their partners, saying how they feel, or, you know. But if you're with your partner, it's okay to say how you feel. Okay, it's okay to say how you feel, where you want to be touched, it's sexual satisfaction. It should be mutual, right?
I've always said
sex should be enjoyed, not endured. Like, how can you like have a long day and now, I mean, of all the things, after struggling with everything the world has thrown at you, you now come and add this extra thing, extra stress.
Something that is meant to, you know,
I mean, something that's supposed to ease this tension.
Give you, yeah, ease the tension and give you huge relief. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Like, so forget egos. I don't see any reason why women should fake orgasm. And that's why it's very, very imperative. It's very important to be with someone you can talk to, you can open up with, like be with your friend,
absolutely,
someone that you're flexible with, someone you can have fun with, try new things with, right?
Absolutely.
They're not ashamed to like express how you feel. I mean it's your body, but you also want to explore your body. So be with a partner, like let your partner understand that, I mean, there are parts of your body that you want your partner to explore, so you can also have fun with it. And besides, if you're sexually satisfied as a woman, I mean, you go all the way as well for your man, right? But if you're not sexually satisfied, like, why would you be doing when you're not feeling anything? I don't get it. Like,
okay. That your this research you did on it has statistics of men that do fake orgasms, because from a man's standpoint, I'm not too sure a lot of men do that. So I don't know. Do you have any numbers to say the percentage of fake orgasms? Because I think this more often than not, you know, it's from the woman's end.
Nah.
Like, actually, in my head, I'm wondering why a man would fake. Like,
I get what you say, actually. But so the thing is, I do not have statistics right now. But don't say that. There are actually men that also fake orgasms. Like, they fake it. Like, when they're, you know, I mean, if the room is dark, you don't see anything. And of course, you know that maybe. You like to contextualize everything.
When you say,
so let me,
when the room is dark.
Guys, by now, you guys already know Sam. Like, you like examples. He likes to contextualize everything. So
let's
example.
That way it sinks.
I'm giving you an example. So, like, you say that you don't think that you're not sure if, I mean, men fake orgasms. Now, I mean, there are men that don't want to have kids. There are men that, you know, are not ready to, you know, make a woman pregnant, da da da. Or there are men that, you know, pretend like, I don't know if you get what I mean. So, to paint a scenario, if the room is dark and two people are doing it, and the guy does like withdrawal method or something and doesn't come inside her or something, or if he pretends, I don't even know how to explain this, but what I'm just saying is there, it's possible for a man, on that level, it would be intentional. It would be very intentional. Maybe he doesn't want the woman to have his child, or because I don't know how they do it actually, but I've seen movies where a couple had been trying to have a child for a long time, and actually, it brings me to another question. Does vasectomy have anything to do with, does it affect a man's ability have an orgasm? No, not erection. Vasectomy doesn't have
ability to have an orgasm.
Do you think it does?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
All I know is that men, some men can be really corny. If men, like, there's some men you cannot force them to do what they don't want to. They can pretend or, you know, formulate a story or one thing or the other, and intentionally not maybe where they're supposed to. Maybe if a woman is trying to have a baby, if they don't want to do it, or if they I don't know, they might just pretend, or maybe they don't find anyone attractive, or maybe their head is somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Sam, you'd be in a better position to explain how a man's body works.
Okay, so and just to give you quick feedback here, so I checked it out, it doesn't, right? So if you have a
vasectomy, okay,
you ejaculate. So, but the semen doesn't have sperm, so that's the difference. So yeah, there's still semen, but it doesn't have sperm. So yes, you still ejaculate. Just to answer. Yeah, but I do agree that yeah, I mean, we may have some men that may pretend to reach orgasm, right? And so I'm just trying to think why they want to do that. And yeah, one reason is
what if the woman, well, I mean, what if you're dealing with a very crazy, when I say crazy, I mean it's not bad to be very sexually active or have a very or like, if you're dealing with someone that has like an insatiable, you know,
I get your point.
And the woman wants to go like 10, 15 times.
Yeah, and I just said like, tired.
Yeah,
he will
freak
it. Yeah, just to use himself of that burden.
If he can't
I get you. If he can't keep up. Yeah, I get you. But again, as you said, it's important to be in a relationship with someone that you can talk to, you can maybe straight with. But I think fundamentally, this goes both ways, yeah, and research also backs it. It's a case of, especially when it comes to sex, you know, like, and that's why a lot of people do not know many things about it. Like, it's always, you know, as you said, you know, in the dark room and all that. I think
it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like that. You should be open with certain things, like, especially if you're in a relationship, like, you know, this is how you love it, this is how you want. This is how you. I mean, I think it's important you know, come out with it. You know, let your partner know. You know, express yourself when it comes to sex. You know, let your partner know. You know, that way. So the way I see it, I mean, what you know, I mean, you and, you know, satisfy your partner. So it's very essential, in my opinion, you engage in such a open communication. You know, where, you know, let your partner know how you feel, how you do not feel, you know, so they can then work on the actions, or in that case, inaction, you know, pretty satisfied, you know. So, but faking it, I don't think it's sustainable. How long would you do that for, you know? How long would you do that for? So, you should just have that conversation instead of faking it, you know, just, you know. But I would understand why some women, as I said, for the man, you know, so they may like, this may hurt his feelings, but yeah, at the end of the day, better to hurt him one, okay, find out something. I think it's just be open with it, to be honest. You know, there's no point, because at the end of the day, two things, getting it anyway, you know, so why deprive yourself of the pleasure, you know? So let him work towards it and, you know, make corrections and that feeling you deeply want, you know. So that's what I see.
Guys, I totally agree with Sam. I think if you're, I mean, engage with your partner, have a conversation. Like, don't think you're gonna hurt your partner's feelings, because you're already hurting your feelings by not, you know, getting sexually satisfied. And I mean, it's an orgasm. There are multiple ways you could have an orgasm, right? So if your partner is like an what's your problem, this dude, this guy? Don't mind him. Anyway,
okay, so there are many ways. I'm interested in that part. There are many. Okay.
Why are you acting like you're learning? Are you learning?
I'm learning. Under your tutelage, learning.
I don't trust you.
Bless us with your knowledge.
I mean, you know, sex, there's no big deal in sex. Sex should be something that is easily talked about. It's a learning, like, you can learn from it. Like, I mean, it's no big deal, right? I mean, it's something people enjoy. So if you, like I was saying, there are multiple ways you can explore your bodies to have an orgasm, and talk to your partner. If your partner, because I was reading somewhere again where, I mean, there was a couple who was actually struggling, and like the woman, for her, like, by the way, just so you know, everyone's body is different, right? Everybody, the kind of position, like, not every woman orgasms like with the same position. So this particular couple, like for the woman, this particular woman, like she usually has her orgasms like when she's on top, right? So like that's like algal reverse and stuff like that. Anyway, so the guy didn't like the idea of her being on top because he felt like, to him, he felt like it was an uncomfortable position because he felt like she was taking charge. Can you imagine? What kind of little IQ? Why are you thinking she's taking charge because she's on top? Anyway, I'm not even going to go into that. Anyway, so they had issues. The guy didn't like it because because I mean.
No, the way you snuck it upon us, right? Like cowgirl reverse, like, you know, like badass, you know, like.
Why is that the only thing you picked from this thing? Because I'm explaining other things, so guys, don't mind this dude. Anyway, so like he didn't like the fact that she was on top. He felt like she was too dominating and everything, and that's the only way she like that. So far, that she, to her own knowledge, that's the way she had. She was able to have her orgasms, but because he didn't like it, she had to just, you know, do things his own way, and it was a very big issue for them, and they were just not compatible, right? So she had to, you know, fake her orgasms just to, you know, placate him. I mean, he just didn't care as far as I'm concerned, and that is absolute nonsense. Like, absolute nonsense. I mean, you're not a slave, you're not a whatever. You shouldn't have to fake an orgasm or fake how you feel just to please someone else. It should be both ways.
I agree. And you
don't just be a giver and not a, I mean, I know givers never lack, but give and receive. Hello.
Yeah, I agree. And you touched on something which I think I would like to elaborate on, which is the fact that like sex should be two-way streets. Your objective, right, should be to get as much pleasure as you're given. I think that that as much pleasure you plan to derive from it should be the same you'd give into it, you know. So you should, back of your mind, right, then I think you do a better job as to, you know, doing your job, you know. So yeah, that's very key, you know.
I was just going to ask you that, other than talking to your partner, what else do you think that, you know, people could do to also stop faking orgasms? Like, how can they better themselves?
Well, I think it's also on the man's part, you should also be sensitive and, you know, as to, you know, how well you're doing your job, you know. Like, you should be, you know, there are telltale signs sometimes, you know, when you hit it hard, you know sometimes, you know. So
really, how would you know? Like, how do you know? Like, you can see in your face. For those that like to do it, for those that like to have sex when there's no light, how do you know?
When you stop seeing this light thing, can you just use the way you always say?
For those that don't like to
light,
like, how would you know if you're doing it like right? It's okay. Continue.
Anyway, but I think it's like in everything in life, yeah, you should make to get better at what you do, you know. So
yeah,
when you should, so and there are ways, right? There are ways you'd, so which is like, to have that at the back of your mind, right? You please as much as you receive. So, like, as much as you want to enjoy it, you should give same enjoyment level of energy you plan on receiving, you should give out, you know. So if you have that at the back of your mind, right, there are certain things, certain look out for, certain, you know, like, yeah, that, like, you just know, like, oh, maybe this is not no. So there are signs, you know, you can see on someone's face, I mean, after you know sex, that you can, it gives an idea you pleased your partner or not, you know. So which is why I'm saying, like, you can, there are some signs, there's some cues, you know, you'll be able to
really see. share. You want to share the cues, so we, like, I mean, so for those of us that don't know, we can know going forward.
So first of all, you are the tutor on this one, yeah. So I'm
what does that
I'm
mean?
I'm only a student under your
Mike. What does that mean, guys? I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, but I think a ways you can tell sometimes, like you can tell from reaction. So for example, like okay, so for example, I mean if after sex the lady just turns on the other side and better once you're done, you get a hug, you get kisses, you get, you know, there's a difference, there's a vibe you get, like, oh yeah, like it's just that vibe, you know, you get. So again, as I said, this doesn't have to do with lights, it's just about the connection, it's about the, you know, the vibe. So I think there are ways, you know, but as I said, ultimately, if you have it at the back of your mind, you want to get better at the task, you know, you want, you know, make her enjoy it and also make her call. Because sex has so many nuances that especially for different people, that you need to be very, you know, you need to take note and, you know what gets them, you know, and yeah, you know, work accordingly. I think it's important to be observant, you know, and also make a diligent effort, right, relationship, to get better at it and please your partner. I think it's very essential. Yeah
very important, guys. And like I said, do your research. I mean, it's nice when you know what you're doing, right? Do your research, study. If you don't know stuff about a woman's body, do research, learn more about it, know more about it, ask questions. There's no harm in that. You don't even have to feel ashamed. And if you feel you cannot talk to your partner about it, or you don't want her to feel like maybe you don't know what you're doing, I'm sure you have guy friends. Guys, they discuss all sorts of jargons when they're drinking. I mean, a lot of stuff comes out when they're drunk and high. You know, I mean, you don't want to be in the midst of guys when they're totally drunk, guys. It's not fun. They talk about all sorts of gibberish.
I don't know. You need to change your circle.
I've gone out with friends where I know that maybe the guys just start saying nonsense, da 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 da. They're having fun, right? Not like it's intentional, but you know, they just, you know, start to miss. Yeah. But anyway, like I said, you do a little research. Just know that there are multiple ways to get for a woman to have an orgasm. It's not just one way. So if one way doesn't work out for you, try another way. If the second way doesn't work for you, try another way. If those ways don't work out, get sex toys. If sex toys don't work for you, go see a doctor. There's something wrong with you. But on a more serious note, like if you feel like you've tried everything and you're still not able to have an orgasm, it's better you see a specialist, right? That may be like indicative of a larger problem. You might not know, but it's just best just to make sure everything is okay with you. But I mean, it's not like, other than that, if there's nothing wrong with you, just feel relaxed. Another thing that might not make women like orgasm or whatnot, apart from whatever, it might be due to environmental factors or stress. If you're stressed out, it won't happen. If you're stressed out, you won't even be in the mood. Like, trust me when I say stress plays a major role in this. Like, if you're super stressed, it won't work out. You'd be irritated, cranky. It won't just work out. So, don't move without going down that lane. Anyway, for me, the takeaway from this is you have the right to be satisfied, right? It's your body. I mean, like I said, don't just be a giver, give and take, you know, it should be both ways, right?
Absolutely.
It's just, it should be both ways. And then, I mean, it's never too late to, you know, to learn, talk about it. If you're having issues with it, talk to your partner about it. If you're like, if you don't want to talk to your partner about it, talk to your G's, your guns. I'm sure they would, you know, be able to put you through on how to spice it up a bit. And like I said, if one way doesn't work out for you, try another way. Second way doesn't work out for you, try another way. If the third way doesn't work out for you, try another way. There are multiple ways, guys. Come on, read books.
This is like the fourth or fifth time you're saying these multiple ways. And can you, because it's like, bless us with your knowledge, Johnny.
I mean, there's so many ways. They change up. Try different positions. If it doesn't work out for you, get sex toys. If the sex toys doesn't work out for you, try multiple things. You'll get there.
Okay. Anyway, I mean, for me, what I would also like to add is, sometimes research is good, you know, with a lot of research, but I think ultimately sometimes when it comes to these things, a lot of people are unique, right, to how they feel, it's good, to know, like, okay, if you have this option, that option, to get a woman stimulated, get her to have a couple of options, you know, under your belt. However, I think I think it's about being attentive, right? To which is why I said, point earlier, like, you need to be observant when it comes to these things, right? You need to learn to read the signs, you know, the cues, you know, the nuances, you know, pick them up and, you know, accordingly. Because, the research may be like generic, right? But when you're dealing with someone, is right. So the research can say, okay, you can do it this way, that way. So, eventually you need to find out what makes your woman tick. Find that, you know, in that spot, you know what I mean? So I think, as much as you do your research, you should also be attentive, be observant.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for the cues and, you know,
read books. Yeah. Like, read books. If you don't want to read books, there are therapy sessions. They even tell you to watch videos too. Like, Kama Sutra has so many positions. In fact, I don't think you can finish everything. And there's just multiple ways, guys. It's just a learning process. It's even fun when you're learning with your partner as well. So it's not a bad thing, guys.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing when you're learning with your spouse.
I agree. So, guys, that's it from us today. We hope you loved the topic. We'd love to get your opinion. Yeah, I know it's a very, very, tricky topic, a tricky one, you know.
You don't have to tell us. You don't have to come to the comment section and say, I'm struggling with having orgasms or da-da-da. No. But you can just say your input, what you think, or what you think people can learn. If there's something educative or you feel something, you could share and make people also learn from it. Feel free to comment.
Yeah, or you could say you're speaking for a friend, you know. You know, so like, just let us know what your thoughts are. Keep the conversation going. We would like to know what you think. You know, have you ever faked it? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think, like, how do you get out of that relationship? How do you, what do you think you need to do, you know, for you at some point? What didn't work? You know, as Onyi mentioned, is it a case of environmental factors, stress, you know? It's because no knowledge is lost, right? We would like to know and better ourselves, although it feels only has so much knowledge, you know.
Are you kidding me? Look at his juice.
Anyway, guys, hit us up on Instagram, follow our page, you know, LANRADIO, or send us an email at lolanradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Your thoughts and opinions on these topics, right? Let us know what you think, guys. You know, keep the conversation going. Come on, let's hear from you, and we'll always acknowledge your messages.
Yes, guys, and please don't forget there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
It's important you follow us, you know, because coming soon. I don't know, in your area, in your neighborhood, are there decorations right now?
There are, like, I'm seeing, like, every time I come out at night, it's so beautiful. I haven't put up mine, but people have started to decorate their houses.
So, guys, don't slack on it, because we're doing a lot of, you know, things to surprise, you know, our audience. So please, guys, we'll be posting all the information, you know, of whatever we want to do, because it's the season of love and
season of love, season of giving, season of sharing, not just love.
No, you put love in my head. You see, that's what you do.
I didn't put any love in your head, though. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, guys, it's your girl Oyenda, and I'm signing out.
All right, guys, thank you. We hope you had so much fun as much as we. thank you once again. We do not take it for granted, as only says. And this is Sam signing out. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She just moved right up the block for me, and she got the hots for me, the finest thing my hood has seen. But oh no, no, she got a man and a son though. Oh, when that's okay, cause I wait for my cue and just listen, play my position like a show star. Pick up everything, I'll be hitting, and in no time I better make this with him mine. And that's for sure, cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But there's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to me. Yeah.
Looking, I never say a word. I know how niggas start acting tripping. I hear about the girls. No way, hey. Nelly gon' fight over no day. As you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his two seat. Now that's gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. Before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you mean to me. Come on.
East Coast, you still shaking right. Down south, I see you bouncing right.